Hello. As I write, still contemplating the English local election results and those of the Scottish and Welsh parliaments, I am enjoying some welcome rays of sunshine across my desk. I am so proud of our dedicated team at CSPAHQ, who have worked very hard, with passion and empathy, over the first half of this year to help CSPA members affected by the chaos since the transition of pensions administration to Capita. An unprecedented number of new members have joined recently, and we welcome them with open arms, but all too many have needed our help, support and advice to resolve pension-related issues. It's shameful that after decades of service, so many retiring civil servants have been let down and had to endure hardship while waiting for their pensions, often with no communication from Capita. The word unacceptable has been uttered time and again, by Capita, Cabinet Office, ministers and MPs, even those chairing the influential Public Accounts Committee and Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee. But all this is cold comfort for those trying to make ends meet. We also have members in the process of retiring, or planning retirement, who have no access to the online tools needed to estimate what their pension income might be, or any of the paperwork they need from the administrators. I salute CSPA members who have shared their stories with the media, enabling us to maintain pressure on Capita, the Cabinet Office and ministers to get members' issues resolved. The end of June deadline to which Capita is committed for delivering its contractual service obligations is fast approaching. If this cannot be achieved, questions must be asked about how the service can be retrieved, delivered by others or brought in-house, with the latter option the obvious longer-term solution. These issues cut to the core of the CSPA's reason for being, protecting what you've earned. So be assured, we will not rest until an acceptable solution has been found, however long that may take. Article ends.